From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking to reassure nations in Southeast Asia that the U.S. is firmly committed to its rebalance to the region. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asia Summit in Laos, where he will seek to deepen ties. The U.S. leader will meet with Laos President Vaunang Vorachith at the Presidential Palace Tuesday. He will try to build trust with his Lao hosts.
As we're trying to build trust, a lot of work can be done around war legacy issues. For the Lao, that involves dealing with unexploded ordnance, which is still plaguing big chunks of the countryside.
President Obama, a string of explosions Monday in Syria killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The blasts hit the government-held cities of Homs and Tartus, the Kurdish-held city of Hasakeh, and the countryside of Damascus. A third blast has rocked Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, late Monday, hours after a suicide bomber blew up his explosives-laden vehicle, killing at least 30 people and wounding more than 90 earlier in the day. The blast was followed by gunfire. A guest house frequented by foreigners was said to be the target. Afghan special forces quickly reached the area and reported to have engaged at least two gunmen trying to enter the facility. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan on Monday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff have identified them as Rondong missiles, which have a range of 1,000 kilometers. This is VOA News.